Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, what company are you with?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies, but your name and number was left in our system for a callback.
So I got a charge that I don't, two charges that I don't recognize on my credit card, and I was calling to figure out what that was about because I don't, me or my wife don't recognize those charges.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
80104.
First and last name?
Anthony Palentini, Palentini.
Okay, so give me one moment while I try to locate an account.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So it didn't pull up with your zip code, so I'm gonna try. You say your first name is Anthony, Anthony.
A-N-T-H, yes.
Last name?
Palentini, it's P as in Paul, O-L-E-N-T as in Tom, I-N-I. And it says here on my bill, Dynamic Smart Appliances.
Okay, so is it a possibility it can be registered under your wife's name?
It could, well, there's a Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Okay, so yes, sir, an account is pulling up under your wife's name. I need you to verify your shipping address.
1545 Stonehill Court in Castle Rock, Colorado. 80104.
Okay, one moment, the account is loading.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, yes, sir. So I show here we're on November the 17th. She paid the $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes to win our KitchenAid. And now it does state in that sweepstakes entry that it's like a monthly membership where you're charged $56.95 each month, but she receives a $125 voucher and also her chances increases for that next month.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she didn't agree to that for that. So yeah, so I'm going to ask you to give us a credit for those. Otherwise, I'm going to be seeking to dispute the charges with the credit bureau or the credit issuer.
Okay, so we can get the membership canceled out so she won't get any future, charges or anything. And then once I
Well,
get
it'll
it
be the
canceled,
50. Yeah, I mean,
I
but
want
the
to get the full account.
56.95.
I'm talking about the full account. I
Okay.
want to get the full account canceled so she won't get any future charges or any more vouchers being sent out.
Well, the so I'm going to dispute. So one, yes, thank you. I
First, I'm
would like
doing
the account
that, and then
canceled.
I'll be able to assist you with the refund. So one moment,
Okay.
sir.
Okay.
Okay, and while I'm getting the account canceled, I would still like to offer you a 50% refund on that six that $58 or the $56.95 charge.
On what charge?
The $56.95.
It'll have to be 100%, otherwise this is going to get disputed. And you know, we could do it either way. I mean, if you want to give me the full refund, otherwise I'm going to take it through my credit company, because this was fraudulent as far as we're concerned here. You still there?
Yeah, I'm just getting that account canceled.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So we were, as a courtesy, able to credit the $56.95 back into the account. That does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account. But here's your confirmation number that the account was canceled and credited. Let me know when you're ready.
Sure, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 262.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
C as in Charlie, 962-727-977.
7227, and then what's after that?
977.
Okay. And so just to confirm, you refunded the $56.95 and the $7.95 charge?
We refunded the $56.95 fully.
Okay. And what about the $7.95 charge?
Because she's still in the running for the KitchenAid, and she also do still have a $125 voucher.
Okay, what I thought, so there's two things, right? I would like that refunded and the account, whatever account was open, closed, so there's no further charges.
Yeah, so I've already canceled out the account, and I gave you the confirmation of it that the account was canceled. And we're only able to credit back the full $56.95 on that charge because she still was in the sweepstakes and running for that seven, which was the $7.95. She was in the sweepstakes entry for the KitchenAid, and also she did still receive a $125 voucher for that one that was emailed. So the account is canceled, and that refund of the $56.95 was successful.
Okay. She did not enter any sweepstakes. So, again, you know, I don't know how you want to do this, but, you know, again, that was all fraudulent.
So you're saying that she never, you're saying that on November the 17th, she never paid $7.95 with the Visa card ending in 6765.
That is correct. So, you know, with this information, I'll be going back to the credit card company that our number was stolen and was used. But I would like to get this credited.
So what we can do, we can get you connected over to our fraud department so they can still do a fraud investigation. But I'll go ahead and refund the $7.95 as well.
Okay, thank you. Did you want
Okay, yes, sir. So I am about to connect you over to our fraud department. Again, thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, and then just to confirm, you did credit the $795.
I got the full account canceled out, and I'm connecting you over to the fraud department.
Thank you.